Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The World Series must be filled with pressure after all. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. I have long regarded the World Series like the NCAA Final Four. There is more pressure to get there than to eventually win the whole thing. Certainly the pressure-packed series the Cardinals had with the Pirates and Dodgers equaled the tension surrounding the Red Sox outlasting Tampa Bay and Detroit. But the first four games of the 2013 Fall Classic have been wrought with blunders and chaos. Whoever takes the series lead back to Boston for Game 6 Wednesday night, that team will be considered both lucky to get there and frustrated with their own play. Game 1 was an embarrassment of miscues by the Cardinals, usually considered the most unsung, fundamentally sound team in baseball. But in Games 2, 3, and 4, the Red Sox joined them with errors and mental mistakes. Twice the Red Sox fired wild throws from behind the plate down the third baseline, allowing the decisive runs to score when the ball wound up in left field. Boston manager John Farrell got flummoxed by the double switch used in the National League and did not get slugger Mike Napoli an at-bat in Game 3. The Cards took the lead in Game 4 when slick fielding Jacoby Ellsbury played a single into a double like a little leaguer. Boston has made at least one error in five straight postseason games. Now that's not how you get to the World Series, guys. For intrigue, however, the series is great theater despite the sparse offense on both sides. Baseball's best-hitting Sox could barely get the ball out of the infield when General Johnny Gomes drove a high fastball into the Boston bullpen for a shocking three-run homer that gave his team a 4-1 lead. And like Game 3 ended on a controversial obstruction call at third base, Game 4 was over suddenly after a rookie got picked off at first base when his run didn't matter at all. Two games ending unlike any others in the 100-plus-year history of the World Series. So it must be pressure, right? The pitching has been great for front-line starters, but both teams' once-invincible bullpens are starting to come apart at the seams of a four-seam fastball. So while there are potential heroes on both ball clubs, more and more it looks like this series will end with someone wearing goat horns. This is Archansky. See ya.